The Middlebury men's basketball team found little resistance from Trinity College in their visit to Pepin Gym yesterday, scoring a lopsided 75-38 win. The Panthers set the tone on defense from the get-go, limiting the Bantams to just 15 first-half points, and spread the ball around on offense, getting complete games from Max Bosco, who scored 15 points, and Matt Folger, who recorded a double-double with 11 points and 10 rebounds on the afternoon for the Panthers. Despite the final blowout score, Trinity came into this contest with a formidable 13-6 record, with two wins against NESCAC foes, but they left with a message that the Panthers are a team to be reckoned with in conference play. The Panthers improved to 15-5 with that decisive victory. The Middlebury women were also in action against their Trinity counterparts, but could not put the Bantams away in a close-fought 59-55 loss on the road in Connecticut. Alex Huffman led all scorers with 19 points on the afternoon for Middlebury, and the Panthers kept things close after the Bantams had opened up a 24-15 lead in the first half. By intermission, Middlebury had closed that gap to just 5, but the Bantams hung on for the win, running their record to 16-4 overall. They were 3-3 against NESCAC opponents. The Panthers suffered just their third loss of the season with the defeat, and it was their second NESCAC loss against four wins. It'll be quite interesting should these two evenly matched squads clash in the playoffs. Regional Nordic ski teams took part in the University of Vermont Invitational at the Sleepy Hollow Inn Ski and Bike Center this weekend. During the first day of events, which included the 10-kilometer classic, the Castleton Spartans men's team earned a second-place finish with 24 points, coming in just behind first-place Clarkson, with host UVM men's team finishing third. Individually, the Spartans' John Polusek finished first overall in that 10-kilometer event. On the women's side, the Spartans had a strong showing in the skate relay on Sunday, with Megan Green placing third overall. The NFL played its annual Pro Bowl game yesterday. Kudos for the players who showed us what we already know, which is that no one really tries to win this game, and they certainly don't want to get hurt trying, which is why many of the players willingly switched positions for the game yesterday. Bit of fun there, which the AFC won for a third year in a row, if you're keeping score, the final meaningless tally being 26-7. The NHL All-Star Game is not any more competitive, with the same desire for players not to get hurt as they prepare for the second half of the regular season. Sidney Crosby was named MVP of the game with 2 goals and 3 assists as the Metropolitan Division beat the Central in the final 10-5. But the coolest part of all the festivities was the skills competition, specifically the moment when Kendall Coyne became the first woman to compete in the event, doing so in the fastest skater competition. Coyne was filling in for Nathan MacKinnon of the Colorado Avalanche, who was out with a bruised foot. So Coyne, who plays for the Minnesota Whitecaps of the Women's National Hockey League and has a gold medal to her credit as a member of the U.S. Women's Olympic team, wowed the crowd zipping around the rink with a time of 14.34 seconds, good for 7th place and ahead of at least one of the men in the competition. Connor McDavid of the Edmonton Oilers won overall with the fastest time of 13.37.